This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American that I'm talking about? I suspect you are, so welcome to the show. Lots of things going on, as you can well imagine. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. You can email me, paul@a21r.com. Thank you for the emails over the last Sunday. Even though, I mean, we were doing the best ofs because of the holiday. By the way, did I say, Thanksgiving. Holiday. No more will we say, happy holiday. No, we can sing it in the song. I get it, you know. But you know what? Guess what? It's Merry Christmas now. Did I say Merry Christmas? I'll perseverate on this whole thing about Merry Christmas. But Merry Christmas. Yes, Merry Christmas. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about is Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Now, I will celebrate the New Year's because I love celebrating New Year's. It's my birthday. Don't you hate it when that happens? And people celebrate my birthday all around the world. It's the most amazing. And, you know, they give me, for my birthday, people provide parades. In football games. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Anyway, welcome to the show. Now, listen, that's just a little glimpse into, you know, somebody who has a birthday on January 1st. It's terrible, you know, because, you know, people, they're conflicted. Well, do I give them a birthday present or not? I mean, because he just got Christmas. Do I give them the Christmas present and the birthday present all in one day on the 25th or hold off until, you know, the 1st? You get all those sales, right? Yeah. Listen, I get all that. I understand. It's just one of the small little sufferings that I have to go through. Anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Like I said, it's also, it is Donate Tuesday here on Agenda 21 Radio for NewCaliforniaState.com. NewCaliforniaState.com. Go to your website, NewCaliforniaState.com, and donate. The donate button is wide open. And yes, we are a nonprofit organization. 501c4 is what we are. So anyway, you can go ahead and donate there. We'd appreciate your donation because we are going to, well, ramp it up now. We're getting to that point, that critical mass of what we call chartered counties coming on board. And we're going to be at that 30 mark really, really quick. Of 58 counties, I might add, in California. We picked up two yesterday. Met with the committee people. It was wonderful. So this is what's happening. The steamroller is starting to steamroll. And if you're in California or if you're outside of California and you want to help New California become a new state, the 51st state, you can go to our donate button on newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, we were talking in the last hour, and I have been pondering whether or not I want to continue with the article, or I think I might touch on it in this hour and sort of finish some things off. We talked about cell phone usage in the White House, and then we also talked about this big case that's coming up about cell phones that are, it's become quite a little problem because, people get busted with their cell phones, and the police just go randomly through the cell phone because they have probable cause there's a crime committed and you have a cell phone, and therefore it's open to, examination, just like they can open up and look at your wallet, right? That's, if you committed a crime, that's where it is. So they're saying that they can claim, just on an investigation, all your records from your provider, the cell tower information, all that good stuff, the coordinates, where you were, that sort of thing. Now, here is the situation. A lot of people think that's a violation of their privacy. So it's now in the Supreme Court. We're going to be talking about that. It's going to go before, the arguments go tomorrow, not today. So I'm kind of struggling. Maybe we should just back off and have that whole discussion tomorrow. Now, I do know one thing. I'll blurt this out, and maybe that'll just take care of it for today. As a school administrator, we used to see this all the time happening, where the police would come in. If we had a student who was, who had reached a level, in our opinion, as educators, of a probable cause crime, or there was clearly a crime committed on the campus that was beyond the school crime capability. In other words, there's going to be consequences, discipline from the school, but not punishment from the school, because schools are not supposed to punish. That's, by the way, schools are not in the business of punishing. I don't care what you say. Schools are in the business of disciplining. The police handle punishment. So if there is a crime, let's say somebody commits an assault and battery and there's blood and all this other stuff, it's a very, very serious crime, and it's a crime. I mean, these things do happen. Well, you end up calling the police because there's a crime and somebody was battered and all that good stuff. Well, they arrest the person. And again, they would make a judgment. Did they break teeth? Did they break bones? Was it just a bruising? Did they hit him in the arm and that's the assault and battery? And, they were kind of screwing around. I mean, there's different levels. And so they have to make, the educators, the administration has to make a clear, demarcation. Did that in fact happen? And so now if there's a level of broken bones and all that stuff, then now that's you got to call the police on that. And they all file charges. So that's punishment. That's different from discipline, because discipline is you're going to suspend the kid. They have to do certain things to get back into school, blah, blah, blah. You might even put them up for expulsion, which is a whole other problem. That's part of the school discipline program. That's discipline as opposed to punishment, which they're going to arrest them and put them in handcuffs. That is punishment. That is. And educators don't usually do that. You can put people under arrest, citizen's arrest. And I've done that many, many times. I've arrested many, many people by way of a citizen's arrest. And boy, are they stunned when you arrest them. It's like, wow. But, sometimes, I was at a football game, supervising a football game. And there was a guy that was standing, actually it was two of them standing there on the sideline. They had walked in, and for whatever reason, nobody caught it. They had walked in, and they had quarts of beer. And they're sitting there watching the football game with quarts of beer. High school football game. Well, that's kind of a problem. And so kids would come, Mr. Preston, these guys are over here drinking beer on the sidelines. Well, not on the sideline, on the field, but there's a fence, there's a, you know, the bleachers, then a fence, then the track, you know, that sort of thing. And so these guys were sitting there drinking. I walk up to them, got the radio. I look official. And I said, excuse me, gentlemen, but, you know, it is against the law to have alcohol on a school campus. Oh, that's okay. It's a football game. Well, yeah, okay. And they started to argue. It's not about the campus. It's a football field and a football game at night, and therefore the laws don't apply. But, of course, by that time, things started getting a little bit more heated between me and them. Now, their heat was, they were generating the heat because I was trying to be, hey, listen, you got to go because we're going to call the police, yada, yada, yada. And so what happened was the guys, like, wanted to fight me, two guys on one, with a fence between us, of course. And as it ended up, our campus people secured the individuals and secured the situation. And I placed them under arrest, citizen's arrest, filled out the forms, the paperwork, get a form. And, you know, they got busted and they were put in jail for a weekend and all that stuff. And it wasn't pleasant. It wasn't pleasant for them. But, you know, you don't come to a, you really don't, as the old thing, you don't come to a gunfight with a knife type thing. And that's what they did, and they lost. So, but those are the kind of circumstances by which a school person can do that. But the discipline and punishment issue is a big deal. And when we come back, I'll pop it out here about the phones. Hey, you know, just for a minute. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is. If getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can also visit our sister website, and that is newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. And this is, of course, a Donation Tuesday. So please go to the website and feel free to donate to New California State, the 51st state in the making. It's the only way of the, there's four ways, four attempts anyway, to make a new state or separate California from the United States, and it's not going to work. Okay, so I'm getting a message. I always called Warren Liawatha. That's from Bob in Virginia Beach. Okay, so we're talking in the last hour about, Pocahontas. Pocahontas. We're going to get to Pocahontas. But, you know, I got sucked into my own story. I didn't want to. I was trying to hold off until, but, you know, we'll talk about it tomorrow, too. I think it's relevant. And this is this Supreme Court case, Carpenter versus the United States, in which cell phone use, okay, is testing the bounds of free speech, not just privacy being at risk. Mm-hmm. You see, this is, and I was talking about the difference between punishment and discipline with kids. There is a difference. There's education codes that surround discipline of students. So the whole concept of discipline of students is, a lot of people mix it up with punishment. They're being punished. Punished. Or it turns into punishment. Discipline codes and so on. That's the argument that the Obama folks were using, and the left, the extreme left, was using to make attempts to disrupt and destroy the discipline policies of schools. Now a lot of you educators are sitting and going, Paul Preston is right, because I can remember being in the classroom and I couldn't get rid of a kid for disruption of school activities because they came in here years ago and said, that's just evil. It's not discipline, it's you're punishing kids too much. See, that's what they were doing in 2007 and 2008 in California. And certain people very close to me stood up in various committees in the assembly and denounced it, and it stopped it. So California hung on for a long time to remain the leader, if you will, still utilizing the discipline code 48900K, which was willful disobedience, if you will. And, of course, everybody was saying willful defiance of authority. They say you can't use willful defiance of authority because everybody gets suspended for that and there's too many suspensions and everybody's black. And that's why they're using that. And it became a race card thing, of course, and guess where it came from? Van Jones and his little communist group down there. And we knew that, and of course, we called it up. But a lot of school districts and states went along with it, so they really were mixing this whole issue of discipline versus punishment. So, but let's talk about this whole thing about privacy and cell phones, because it comes into this whole thing about discipline and punishment, and I'll relate a couple of stories to you. We had a situation where this happened a lot. When a kid would violate, you know, some sort of school discipline rule, and they'd have a cell phone on them, and we'd take the cell phone and then return the cell phone to the parent when they came in for discipline reasons. Now, we never searched the cell phone unless we had probable cause, and unless it was a critical situation, and it's happened about half a dozen times that I can recall. And this is under the circumstance. You can see why we were on such a need to know where these phone calls were made and so on. But we had a situation where, and again, this is how you can see that whole line being shifted from discipline to punishment to, you know, penal code criminal behavior. But we had a situation where a number of kids, the first report came after lunch, where we had a girl who was passed out in a bathroom on campus. So you can imagine this. School, kids have lunch, you know, 2,500, 3,000 students, and they all go to the bathroom at the same time. Then one kid steps out of the classroom, just literally walked out of the classroom, about probably 10 minutes into the class of the period after lunch, and goes to the bathroom and passes out, and is discovered by another student who finds her laying there on the floor, lifeless. And so the student raises cane. We respond, get emergency people there, call 911. I mean, and you know, this is a situation, I'll tell you what. You know, in moments like that, when all of a sudden there's a body on your campus and it's not breathing, it's not responsive, and your campus person goes in, your security person goes in, well, they're not breathing, and they start resuscitating the student. They right then and there start doing the mouth-to-mouth business. And people in the office, I called, I'll never forget this. This is just sort of a little beef I've always had. But I made the call to make the call, 911. I pulled the red lever, in other words. And we're going into action because there's a lifeless body on the campus. Hello. And we're moments away from lifelessness. And so I direct a secretary who didn't like me, thought I was always overreacting. And I said, you call 911 immediately. Well, and she starts to argue with me. I said, you call 911 immediately or I will have you arrested. That's exactly what I said to her. So she called 911. She filed a complaint against me later on, which was totally debunked. So, I mean, this is the kind of stuff. An employee that has no jurisdiction over what they're being directed to do by a school administrator. See, that's the kind of stuff you run into sometimes. Sometimes. Just a little tiny beef. Anyway, so we rush into that. Next, we get a call on the radio at another bathroom. Another girl in the bathroom passed out, lifeless. Oh, hello, you got two down. Went two down in just a few moments. And then all of a sudden, the phones just start going off from classrooms. So we had about a dozen phones going off from various classrooms. And so we're scurrying around. And I'm getting teachers. I'm getting people that, you know, I don't even know hardly, to run down to the classroom, do a check with a radio, you know. And so all of a sudden, we start finding out that these kids are overdosing on something. We didn't know what it was. And so we pull them all in. By the way, we're calling 911. 911 shows up. Ambulances from UC Davis, actually, show up with ambulances, and they throw these lifeless bodies on the gurneys. And I'll never forget running down the hallway trying to find out who the student was. And they're doing CPR on the student at the same time. They're running down the hallway. They put the student in the ambulance, and she's straight-lined when she goes in. She's dead. And I'm going, holy moly, I got a real problem here. And then they got the other girl on the other hallway going down to another ambulance, getting her in. She's not straight-lined yet. Yet. So they haul these kids off. Now, in the meantime, we're bringing kids down. They're absolutely stoned out of their mind. We had, 12 of them. 12 of them in the office. It was triage. It looked like an emergency operating room or something. It looked like a bomb had gone off in the office because we had spread kids on desks. Because we didn't have any place to lay them down. Well, it turned out what it was some guy, a student, brought a bag of ecstasy and started passing the ecstasy out to the students at lunch. And we found that person. And when we found that person, it wasn't pretty. Because we had to find out information and information now. Well, he was only one person, and there were others. That's the thing. We're going to come up to a break. When we come back from the break, we're going to let you know what happened to all those students, to all the triage that we did, to all the HIPAAs that we saw in the eyes. Mm-hmm. HIPAAs, it's called. You'll find out when we come back. We're talking about a situation that required cell phone intervention on a school campus, and what happened to find out, well, who the major player was who was passing out literally thousands of ecstasy pills on a high school campus at lunch. It says something about the lunch period, doesn't it? Kind of a crazy, crazy, crazy lunch period. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired
tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Also, donate today to New California State by going to newcaliforniastate.com, or you can go to agenda21radio.news. There's a donate button there. Click on that and help us become the 51st state of the union. The 51st state of the union coming out of California. Yeah, we're separating from California. It's not that we're separating from the country. Oh, no, that's the secessionist movement. That's not us. We are all about doing it legally and lawfully and following the Constitution, which we are doing. Anyway, interesting story out about the Supreme Court cell phone case puts free speech, not just privacy, at risk. And, of course, it's really the First Amendment right issues here. Because what happens is there's a crime by Carpenter in this Carpenter versus United States decision. Timothy Carpenter was up for a series of armed robberies carried out in Michigan and Ohio, and they got all of his cell phone data from him. And as they went through the cell phone data, you know, you can get it from the towers and everything, and they used that in the case to convict him. And he said, no, that's a violation of my privacy rights. Now, the case is actually being brought by, on behalf of several reporters who don't like this idea, because what happens when you collect all this cell phone data, that it could yield privacy rulings that are negative, in other words, towards reporters, as an example. says privacy advocates are rightly alarmed by the agreement that they have with this because third-party records doctrine, in other words, the Carpenter's case closely because they're watching it closely because it may require the Supreme Court to address the scope and continuing relevance of the third-party records doctrine, a judicially developed rule that has sometimes been understood to mean that a person surrenders her constitutional privacy interest in information that she turns over to a third party. The government contends that Carpenter lacks a constitutionally protected privacy interest in the location data because the cell phone was continually sharing that data with cell phone provider. Well, journalists and their sources might be at particular at risk. This is how they feel. Imagine parallel demands for cell phone site location information of a journalist who exposed government misconduct and of all the government employees who had access to the information the journalist exposed. As the Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press observes, its own brief filed in the Carpenter case, cell site location information can reveal the stories a journalist is working on before they are published, where a journalist went to gather information for those stories and the identity of a journalist's sources revealed. That is, it says, this is why it is a mistake to think about the Carpenter case solely through the lens of an individual privacy. A defeat of Carpenter would be a defeat for privacy rights, but would also mean a dramatic curtailment of First Amendment freedoms. So that's what's at stake here. Now, getting back to my story, is we had a situation with an individual who brought, well, we thought it was one individual, who brought as many as 1,000 pills, ecstasy pills, to our high school. And we had one, when I ended the story in the last segment, but we had one individual who was straight-lined being gurneyed out and pushed to the hospital by the EMTs, and a second one who was in a similar situation on another hallway going out to another ambulance being pushed out. And then we had a dozen students that were in various phases pre-pass out. And we didn't know what was going on. We brought them all down to the office, had a 12, it was a triage, it was a mess. We finally got a clue as to who was passing these things out from one of the students that was really blottoed. We brought that person in, and they didn't want to talk. They didn't want to talk. And, of course, I said, well, that's a problem for you. And they didn't want to turn over their cell phone. So we brought in the police officer. Police officer put him in handcuffs, took his cell phone. And we found out who he was calling. And I said to him, I said, do you want to be up for murder? I said, I've got two kids that are straight line right now, both at the hospital, struggling for their life, and you gave them pills. Where did you get the pills? I kept saying. Who did you get the pills from? Are they on the campus? And we were getting reports that there were more pills on campus. And, of course, we took the pills from this kid, a big bag of ecstasy. Well, we went through the cell phone data, and we found the last call that he made, and we called it. Phone went off in the classroom. Teacher reported it. We arrested the individual in the classroom right there. Perp walked him down the hallway, down to the office. And did we find another 1,000? Yes, we found another 1,000 pills. Now, here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. We made a call. We said the pressure was on to find who else was out there delivering pills to students and who potentially could be killed, because we had a situation in which we had two people that had been straight-lined. The second person went straight-lined as well on the way down to the hospital. They pulled her back. The first one, more serious condition, they pulled her back as well, and she's fine. And then, it's kind of interesting, after this whole incident, this was in the springtime, after this whole incident, we had another incident of certain situations at school in which we had a bunch of drunk students and stuff. This is a school that I took over, and it was just wild. And we had certain students that didn't show up to school for a week. We didn't understand that. We couldn't put it together. Then we finally had, after this incident, I'll never forget this, some girls walk in and say, we're so glad that you had these guys arrested because they were the ones who gave us ecstasy back in the day when all those drunk students showed up and then a whole bunch of students didn't come to school afterwards because they gave us all ecstasy pill and they raped us. Lesson learned. So we acted, probably against anybody's privacy rights, but we did. School officials took the numbers, made the calls, got the information. I'm glad we did. I know we saved lives that day. So these are the risks that you run, privacy versus these kind of actions. We took the cell phone, we took the information from that cell phone. It's not really any different than what we have here, but the issue that we have is we made the call, phone to phone, to find the person. We got the information off the phone, that's correct. But what they're talking about here in Carpenter is, what about all that data that streams by your provider? They can not only tell who you called, when you called, but what location you called from, what are the coordinates, how far away you are, and what your location is. They can. That's just kind of natural. You can triangulate and get that. That's the other issue that's here. Now, you can get that data off these phones. This is data. You know, my situation, I made a call. I just said, who's the last guy this person called? I saw the name. I said, ha-ha, I think I know that name. And we made the call. Okay, data was there. It was right there. And we took the license, we took the wallet out, basically, and opened it up. But talk about data and data transmission, that's a little different. I think you need a warrant for that. I really do. I really believe you need a warrant. I think if you're acting to save lives, as we did in that cell phone situation, I think we had every right and responsibility. Oh, we'll just wait for that warrant to show up. We'll just let the kids drop dead. All these other kids that are so stoned out of their minds in my office, some of them passing out, some of them clearly in what I call drool mode. You know, they sit there, they're drooling out one side of the mouth. Yeah. This is what goes on in our schools. Now, of course, you have Colorado schools where there's so much marijuana in the classrooms, right? Everybody vaping? Huh? Anybody vaping in your classrooms out there? Washington? California? Now, especially after January 1st here in California. And marijuana everywhere. Just everywhere in California. The biggest exporter of marijuana in the world, California. I don't know if that's going to be the case in New California. That's just me. That's just me. Anyway, we got a break coming up and come back. We'll talk about Denzel Washington. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is. If getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Agenda 21 Radio. And so I'm getting several communiques from people about what happened. And they want to know, how did the students turn out? The 12 students, 12 students turned out fine. What is really most telling, it's just going to have to come from some other time, but the stories of the parents picking up the students and the stories of the one parent in particular, I got to say this, one parent coming down saying, did you give her a lot of water? Now, those of you that take ecstasy, and you understand what I'm talking about there. And so, we hydrated. Oh, yeah, we did. And anyway, it's interesting the way the whole thing played out because there was a parent who was arrested. Not in relationship to this because, when you get kids under those kind of conditions and parents come down, they kind of sometimes expose themselves. And you realize, oh, my God, there is abuse going on here. And that a person was arrested. The two girls did survive, the ones that were in the hospital. And the girls that were raped, there were three girls that came in, one originally. And the first one that came in was the one that was the most egregious because she had been raped and was in a coma for almost a week. And we didn't even know it at the school. No one told us. No one told us until, I don't know, I think that was September to April, May. Go figure, right? I mean, unbelievable. So these are the kind of things that go on. You probably don't even hear about this kind of stuff from, parents at home. But, you got a problem when you have a law, when you have that much drugs going around. And there's that, unfortunately, in our schools today, that's commonplace. And most people are not equipped to handle it. They don't understand it. They don't understand the visuals that go along with students under the influence like that. And adults, even in the workplace. So that's where you have to have some training. And, of course, now with the marijuana that's saturating all the schools, we're losing a generation of students, by the way, with the marijuana stuff. And that's something that's quite amazing. We're going to be talking about in the third hour the marijuana explosion here in California. Chris Street, writing for Breitbart, is really on top of this story. And he's educating himself, actually. He's becoming educated. He's going to find out that a lot of things about marijuana and marijuana business and all that stuff. Okay. So, the cool thing that's going on is, I think, one of the greatest things that's going to be going on in the country is what's going to be happening with fathers and the father situation in America. Because I got to tell you that the biggest problem that we have had, in this country is, of course, the breakup of the family, right? Right. The nuclear family, the breakup of the family, and it's something that I have, gosh, my 41 years of education. See, I've been blessed with. I often wondered, why is God doing this to me? Sometimes I take a job and I get in ministry, and all of a sudden I feel I'm way over my head. These life and death and love and things like that. And it's kind of like, well, you got to handle it. Well, you got to do what you got to do. And, you know, so you just kind of wonder why, and you think, God, this is stressful. And you wonder, why is God putting me? Why is He doing? He's punishing me. And then, you know, when you retire and you get older, and you realize, wow, I had such many fantastic experiences, and I survived them, and so did a lot of people around me, of course, and under some very, very precarious and dangerous situations. And I've been absolutely blessed and enriched by the people around me over my lifetime. I'm just, and that's the biggest thing, the biggest takeaway for me, that if I was to die tomorrow, that I would know that, you know, I was enriched by so many of the great, fantastic people around me in my state where I live, California. And now the general community around the world is kind of wonderful. You know, I'm getting texts from Virginia. I'm getting them from Albany, New York. I know the Albany, New York thing. We had Tucker Carlson on. Well, not he was on talking to the mayor of Albany, New York about Sanctuary City, which that's, again, coming up to a big one. And so I've been very blessed that way. I'm very, very thankful that way. So. But, you know, now it's time to give back, and it's now time to reflect on what's going on. And one of the biggest things that I see as the biggest problem is, of course, the nuclear family. What's been going on with the nuclear family and the destruction of the nuclear family. Now, in particular, black families. This is the thing that that one of the people, they've run an article featuring Denzel Washington about, and the title is "Don't Blame Prison System for Black Crime." And it's a discussion with Richard Fowler and David Webb. Now, I met David Webb at CPAC 2 years ago. Wonderful guy. Fantastic guy. I called him by the wrong name. He goes, no, I'm David Webb. Oh, gosh. Here we go.
He plays an idealistic defense attorney in his newest film, but Denzel Washington has a message to young criminals in jail. The system is not to blame.
If the father's not in the home, the boy will find the father in the streets. Yeah. I saw it in my generation and every generation before me and everyone since. It starts in the home.
Really? Let's debate that. Here to
Let me tell you something, that Denzel Washington, I don't care what Richard Fowler says. And when I'll pick him apart, politely so. David Webb has it completely dialed in. I'm front-loading you now. I'm propagandizing to you. And I think, well, it's obvious. But I'm laying this out, and because I just have to emphasize, when you don't have a dad in the family, when dad's not around, kids will find dads. They will. I know. I grew up without a dad. I know that. I was lucky to find the right kind of people to bond with, and ultimately rebonded with my dad. But my point is that what Denzel Washington said is correct. And by the way, Denzel Washington is a class act. People can call him names or whatever, but Denzel is my kind of guy. Great guy.
Weigh in and build on this as Fox News contributors David Webb and Richard Fowler. Richard, to you, is Denzel right?
Well, I think you can't really get it off one soundbite there, right? I think it's a larger, more systematic problem. I grew up without a father in the home, but what I benefited from was I had a mother who had a profession, so I never worried about...
We're going to leave it there with Richard. And we'll come back in the third hour with Richard and David and Denzel. Anyway, stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra. Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Med is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is. If getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit newcaliforniastate.com and donate. Today's donation day. So donate on newcaliforniastate.com. Yeah, a lot of things going on. We're going to talk about dads in the next hour. A little bit of a warm-up there for you. Denzel Washington, one of my, I think, one of the great positive role models in Hollywood. You see, it's guys like Denzel Washington that we need to celebrate, right, in the media? People have a loyalty to this country and love this country and don't want to bash this country and demean this country and promote the breakup of the family, the nuclear family. Everybody thinks that's okay. Promote foster families, breaking up families so that we can have foster families and get into the money game of children. Children being tossed around as chattel, the new slaves, if you will. That's why we call it the trafficking in human flesh and slavery. The foster system fosters that now, unfortunately. And, you know, you have a good system, and then you exploit it. Now, back in the day, the foster system was an excellent system that served a lot of functions that were great for children. Today, well, the left discovered it and exploited it and turned it into modern slavery. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and newcaliforniastate.com. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.